Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name is Bella Kidman, and today we're going to be discussing the small part of the market. They say good things come in small packages, so today we're going to be discussing the most tip small caps for 2021 picked by the Livewire readers. To help me discuss this, I'm joined by James Gerrish from Market Matters and Junbei Liu from Tribeca. Junbei, I'll start with you. PolyNovo, they develop and manufacture technology for skin grafts. Buy, hold or sell?
It's a sell for me. Because I'd much rather to be in a different business, very similar. It's called Aroa. It is a very similar business, but trading at a fraction of the multiple. Now, PolyNovo is a great market leader. It's innovated its market, expanded the market, but more recently, it has disappointed the market in terms of the impact from COVID-related sort of shutdown in the hospital system and the like, and potentially will come through. But it is trading on very, very expensive multiple. And on that basis, I just think you'll get much better return coming out of buying Aroa, which is very similar business coming out of New Zealand and just reported today. Great numbers. And of course, at the same time, they're all being impacted by the same sort of COVID impact. And so very leveraged to the second half and the earnings coming through quite quickly. Innovative its business and actually has a very, very good clinical study to support the efficacy of its product, Aroa itself. So on this basis, I think much rather to be in the up-and-coming market leader than an incumbent one that's trading on much higher multiple.
James, PolyNovo was up 107% in 2020. It hasn't really kicked the year off the same way. Buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, I've got a sell on it. Really expensive stock that is missed in terms of their outlook. I think that's a really key thing for investors to monitor. If something is built for, it's priced for perfection and it doesn't deliver it, I think it'll be under a fair amount of pressure going forward. They're super high beta stocks. We don't trade a lot in the biotech space simply because they're really high beta. We're a high conviction portfolio, so it's really hard to put a really a decent market weight into, or a decent portfolio weight I should say, into a stock that's so uncertain and non-predictable in the short term and has such big swings in share price.
Okay, James, sticking with you, Lynas Rare Earths had a stunning performance in 2020, started the year off well, up 25% since January 1. Buy, hold or sell?
Yeah, I reckon it's a buy here. I think it's, I'd like to be a buyer around the, sub $5 would be better from a risk-reward perspective. But I think, the momentum in this business, the momentum in the stock is really high. I think the outlook for rare earths is really positive over the next 12 to 24 months. So, and Lynas has got some really, exciting prospects over that period. So, I'm a buy here.
Junbei, it was up 73% in 2020. Rare in more ways than one. Buy, hold or sell?
Look, this is probably more hold, and for me, because people always say you stick with what you know. This is one business that I always felt that, has a very concentration risk of where they got their resource from, highly political, and yes, end market is potentially opportunities enormous, but, to me, it is quite risky, so it is more of a hold for me.
Okay, Junbei, taking the bronze spot on our podium is none other than PointsBet Holdings, and what a cracker of a 2020 they had, up 1,076% since the March lows. It's pretty hard not to get excited about this company. Buy, hold or sell?
I know, it's a very exciting. It's a hold for me. Look, I'm excited about this business. I think the end market, they talk to TAM. When you look at the growth company, you look at the end market, right? It's continually growing. So you've got US different states are opening up in terms of those gaming, online gaming. gaming, sports, online betting. That company is well leveraged into that space. And you've got Canada potentially coming out. You've got just new territory continually coming out. So, it just means bigger end market for this business. Now, but the thing is, it is pretty expensive and, near term, you know, they're waiting on the decision out of New York. I think management is a really great management team, great execution. I think it's just a little bit too expensive for me at this point.
James, are you betting on this company to take you all the way? Buy, hold, or sell?
It's a good one, Bella. I've got a buy on this stock simply because I think you've got a, this is a stock that's got such an incredibly big market in front of it, and they're approaching that market in a pretty aggressive way. So I understand Jim Bay's, you know, query around valuation. I think in the short term it's had some, you know, the numbers out of the US have been slightly underwhelming. Their numbers in Australia have been pretty good. They're going aggressively into a really high competitive market. But I think, you know, I think this is one to buy. Close your eyes and see how it goes in the next, you know, 12 months. So I don't know about getting caught up on the short-term valuation. It could be overvalued, it could be undervalued, depending how they execute and what plays out in the US. So it's a buy for me.
Taking the silver spot is poor old EML. After a shocker of a year in 2020, LiveWire readers have chosen it yet again as their second place pick. James, buy, hold, sell on EML.
I don't know if it's that much of a poor old EML. I've got a hold on it. It's stuck between, you know, it's pretty much since June, it's been stuck between $3 and $4. Needs a catalyst to get out of it. They've made some pretty good headway operationally to reduce their reliance on malls and, you know, people physically going to shopping centres. So as an evolving business, I think they're a little bit convoluted in what they do. They're not as, you know, it's not a simple concept like a buy now, like an Afterpay that has, you know, has got this simple offering that is easily articulated and that's, it can be rolled out in many markets globally. EML are in a lot of markets around the globe. But I think it's a fairly complicated business and it's a hold for me.
Junbei, this payments company has been no gift to shareholders over the past 12 months. Buy, hold, or sell on EML?
I think it's a buy for the short-term trading opportunity into this result. I really do think that this business has been most severely impacted by the COVID-related shutdown across shopping malls, particularly across Europe. So the reason they're kind of stuck in that trading range is because European COVID outbreak has been terrible. Clearly no one's going through the shopping centres and, you know, you're not going to buy any gift cards and the like. So this business is very leveraged to that. So, you know, take a 12-month view, I can see this stock higher.
Junbei, I was doing my homework and I stumbled across a buy, hold, sell video from July. And to this day, I have never seen anyone be so excited about a company as you were with Zipco. Are you still that excited? Buy, hold, or sell?
What did I say? I like Zip. So at the whole buy now, pay later sector, because we've been an investor and believer of buy now, pay later. So we got into that sector very early in the year. Very early in its infancy. So we know how that whole area works. And we're very comfortable in where Afterpay is trading at. That simply means Zip is undervalued and simply means every other one, such as Sezzle, is undervalued. And as long as that dynamic hold up, I think, you know, that sector would do well. Zip is slightly different from Afterpay. So Zip to me is a buy, but it is slightly different from Afterpay because part of the business is to do with lending because it goes up to $10,000, whereas Afterpay is much more efficient and pure in terms of the turnover. It's more like a marketing company than a lending company. So Zip is a buy. It's cheap and it's cheap relative Afterpay. And I think it will do well over the next 6 months.
James, is Zip a buy, hold, or a sell for you?
Yeah, I've got a buy on it. I'm pretty optimistic on what it'll deliver over the next 12 months. It's sort of a company that, you know, the stock price has struggled over the last, 12 months relative to the gains that we've seen in Afterpay. So, you know, it's easy to get frustrated. We've held onto that position through that period. And I think now what we've seen in the last update is, you know, acceleration of growth coming through. You know, they've grown transaction volumes every month since March. They really accelerated in December. The US business is kicking goals and, you know, Junbei discussed the valuation relative to Afterpay. But if you think about it, relative to a firm which just listed over in the US. Slightly different businesses. They're all slightly different in the way they construct their offering. Zip's now got 3.2 million customers in the US. It's about half as much as a firm, but Zip's trading on a tenth of the valuation over there. So, you know, if you're thinking about Zip relative to comps, it's cheap, it's got momentum in the business, and I think it's a really strong buy here.
We're very excited to announce a new segment on Buy, Hold, Sell for 2021 called Questions Without Notice. James, we've asked you to prepare one question for Junbei. Junbei's never seen the question and she's had no time to prepare for it. James, fire away.
I'm interested to hear Junbei's response to these stocks that the market loves that have been bid up really strongly. Everyone seems to have a buy. Everyone's bullish on a particular stock that she calls, that she doesn't agree with, that she calls BS on. Any of those, Junbei?
I wouldn't say if I call something a BS. It just, there's a lot of things that, lot of businesses and stock companies that we feel doesn't justify, what you pay for them. One example I would say is Nearmap. Over the years, we have, the company has done very well, but, we have struggled with what you pay for that business and what they have generated in terms of track records. The business, of course, has raised capital many times. There's a lot of believer in that business hoping, the end market will grow from Australia to the US and global. Now, it is such a competitive space. We are seeing even domestically within Australia, there's been, number of other competitors that are taking contracts away. And whether they can actually replicate that in the US, it is questionable. We do have to see more evidence to come through. This is one example of when we do feel that we probably have to wait to see more evidence of execution before we do become a believer.
Some say the small end of the market is where fortunes are made. So will your small caps disappoint this year or will they zip to new highs? I'm Bella Kidman. Thanks for watching another episode of Buy, Hold, Sell. For more content like this, make sure you subscribe to LiveWire's YouTube channel.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.